Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're getting close to the end of Simen Ayin Resh Beis, which deals with what types of wine are acceptable, preferable, or not acceptable for Kiddush. And we are at Sif Tes. And the Mechaber tells us, B'mokum Shein Yayin Motzui, if you're in a place where wine is not easily available, kosher wine, as we'll see, Yesh Omrim, we have an opinion that says, in that situation, Shemekachin Al Sheikhor, it would be preferable in that situation to make Kiddush on beer. Ushar Mashkim, Chutz Min Hamayim, and other beverages, which we'll explain what exactly that includes, but not including water. And we'll explain why water is specifically mentioned here, even though there are other beverages that are also not going to be acceptable. That is the first Yesh Omrim over here. But then the Mechaber brings down a second Yesh Omrim, She'ein Mekachim, that one is not allowed to use these beverages for making Kiddush, and in this situation, you just can't make Kiddush. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah before we go further. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Chav Dalet explains, V'dafka b'mokum dehevi chamar medina. When can you use beer, sheikhar, in a place where that is considered chamar medina? We've already explained many times, chamar medina is a classical beverage that is used in that country that you would give to guests just stam, even when they're not thirsty. It's essentially an important beverage that people drink, not just to satisfy their thirst. Dehainu, she'en yayin matzui b'chol ha'ir. We're talking about a case where there is no wine available. It's not easily found that year in that city. And therefore, v'ikor shtiyosan hu mishechar. And therefore, the main beverage that people drink is beer. Ushar mashkim, or some other type of a beverage. Tirsha foot number 22 brings down, in echad mea mashkim, sheim chamar medina, chobi v'lo yosir. If somebody actually prefers one of these beverages, as we've already learned in Simon Kuf Pei Beis, in regards to birchas hamazon, you're allowed to use that other beverage. But here we're talking about Kiddush. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, v'im yeshom yayin ele shu biyoker. How do we define that wine isn't present? What happens if it's just very expensive? So it's around, but it's $50 a bottle. That's called mikre motzui. That is called that it's around. You can't say in that situation, well, just because it's expensive, that it's not called that it's around. He also points out, v'im ein yayin yisrael motzui, there's no kosher wine available. Even though by the goyim there may be plenty of wine available, afal pi sheyein einam yehudim motzui, even though by the goyim there is wine available, that is also called lo mikre motzui ayidei zeh. That's also called wine is not available. It has to be wine that you can drink. And if there is wine that you can drink, albeit it's expensive, that's not the situation that we're talking about here, b'mokum shein yayin motzui. Mr. Burisiv Katan Chafei says, other beverages as well as beer. What are these other beverages? For example, the chalav, the shemen, ein bichlal zeh. Chalav, milk, and shemen, oil, are not considered over here chamar medina, according to this opinion in the Mechaber, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah. Deha eino chamar medina, because they don't classify as chamar medina. Therefore, they can't be used to make kiddush. The ein regilin lishtoso lemashke, because they're not used as chamar medina, as a beverage that is drunk. Umasha kosav chutz min hamayim. Aydin, why did it specifically say mayim, water? Rotzul Omar, he wanted to tell us the following additional chiddus. Afim shesias kol hamokamahu rak mayim. Even if nowadays, this is very common, people are going away from other liquids and they're really just trying to drink water. Very healthy, they say. And therefore, even in a place where water is the chamar medina, it's the beverage that's used by everybody. Nevertheless, afilu hachi eino din likroso chamar medina aydezeh. Water can never be called chamar medina. So that's why he specifically wanted to say anything chutz min hamayin. Water can never be chamar medina. V'odos yayin sarv, what about using liquor or whiskey? So then, ayin lekame, we will see that in Yitzhak Hashem today's shir in Sif Lamed. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chavav says you can't use water. Ayin lekamen b'simin reish sadivav siv beiz mashka sabdim shom b'mishnah berurah. Now, what does it say over there in the Mishnah Berurah? So we see that in Deir Shifut number 23. In regards to other beverages, for example, kvass or borscht or things like that. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down over there. Even b'shas hadchak ein mevarchim aleim. You can't go and make kiddush on them even under extenuating circumstances because they're not considered choshev enough. Even though the majority of people are drinking them, borscht was very popular in that place, nevertheless, it doesn't have the halachic status of being chamar medina. There are many other beverages that the achronim talk about, whether they do or would not have the status of being chamar medina, soda, coffee, tea, other types of drinks, and this is a major source of machlokis amongst the achronim. Now we're back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues and he says, Ulaha Rosh, according to the opinion of the Rosh, what should you do? Balayla, during the Friday night Kiddush, You can't use anything other than wine. If you don't have wine available, then you should make kiddush el al hapas. You should make kiddush on bread. But by shachris morning, however, yosir tov lekadish al hashecha, as opposed to using bread, it would be preferable to use beer or other forms of chamar medina. How do you do it in that situation? Yivarech alav shakol. You first take the beer or the whiskey, as we'll see, in your hand. You make a shahakol on it before you make the beer chasamotzi. Call the beer chasamotzi. Because she'im yivarech alapas tchila, if you were to first wash first, ein kan shum shinoi, nobody would know that you're making kiddush over here on the ayin sraf, on the whiskey, or on the beer, because you wouldn't make a bracha on it. And the kiddush, as we'll see, that you make on Shabbos morning is technically just the bar piagofen. And the Mechaber concludes and he says, v'divrei tamhim, it makes very good sense what we just brought down in the name of the Rosh. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin explains, according to the Rosh, gam ha-Rosh sfirilei kayeshomim rishon. The Rosh holds like the first yeshomim, that you are allowed to be makadish on something, on chamar medina beverages other than wine. But he prefers it to use bread on Friday night. Elo kivan shahapaz bo letzorech tzuda Shabbos. Since the bread is specifically coming for tzuda Shabbos, to fulfill the idea of having bread on Shabbos three times, choshiv tfei mishechor lekadish bo balayla. Therefore, the Rosh holds that it's preferable to make kiddush on bread rather than on beer on Friday night. Uladina, how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, and he brings this down in the name of the Chayi Adam. Yesh li zar lechatchila, one should be careful, at least lechatchila, shelo lekadish balayla. One shouldn't make kiddush on Friday night on any beverage chutz min hayayin, except for wine. We do not use chamar medina on Friday nights. Opas, if you don't have wine, so then the next best thing is bread. Im ein yayin beir, and that's only when you don't have wine around or available in the city. Ukevekameh, as we've already explained previously, and we will explain again in a few moments. Dahar be'gedoli harishonim. Machmirim. There are many great Gedoli HaRishonim that are very machmir. She'eno yotzei bazeh yidei kiddush. That you can't fulfill the obligation of kiddush using any other beverage other than wine. And as we'll see, the Rabbeinu Tam says you can't even fill it with bread. And therefore, v'gam ha'machaber lo echriya bazeh lahalacha, since the machaber didn't bring down whether he follows the first yeshomim or the second yeshomim over here. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you should try to follow what the Rosh says, which is that on Friday night, the pecking order is always use wine. If you don't have wine, then you should make kiddush on the bread. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Ches explains, how do you make kiddush on bread? U'miniach yadav olav, you hold the bread in your hands, ad gemar ha-kiddush, until you're done saying the entire kiddush. That's the proper way to do this. K'mo shekosav simen tov pe gimel. As Amir Tzashem, we will learn over there. And he says, v'atam, the reason is, d'k'mo shetzorech lechos biyadu ha-koshel kiddush, just like you're supposed to hold the kiddush cup in your hand when you make kiddush on wine, kach tzorech lechos hapas biyado, so too you should hold the bread in your hands, kishem kaddish al hapas, when you're going to make kiddush on bread. Deir Shifut number 24 goes through the exact mechanism over here of how you go and make kiddush on bread. He says, the seder of doing it is as follows. We've already learned this in Simen Reishayin Aleph. And he says, bitchila, originally, yoniach es yodav al hapas. You hold the bread with all your fingers, with both hands, the al hamapa, and on the mantle, the covering of the bread. Mishasa kiddush. It should be covered up when you're saying kiddush. Ukishemigil hamotzi. After you finish kiddush and you reach the hamotzi, yigal es hapas. You reveal, you open up the pas, you uncover it. Yaniach yodav al hapas. And you then hold on to the bread while you're making the hamotzi. Ad gemar birchas hamotzi. Until you finish saying the hamotzi. Then you cover it up again, and then you finish off the kiddush, include with Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you go and eat the bread. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavtes says, but during the daytime, if you don't have wine, then it's preferable not to use bread, but to make it on Shechar. So, Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu tibazehu yosef tomi ala pas. During the daytime kiddush, it's preferable to use Chamar Medina rather than pas. Kemoshe Mefarish HaTam, as we momentarily will explain why. But first, avol yayin b'makom shumotzi. But if you have wine available, then everybody would agree. Vada yevarech olav afilu bayom. Then you certainly should make kiddush on wine even during the day. Could the mukach b'simen reish pei tesiv beis? And as we will admit, Hashem explain, as we've already explained, that wine is always preferable. Now, when we call makom b'dinaseinu shayayin biyoker, nowadays where it may be very difficult for a person to get wine, it's very expensive for him to get wine. It could be gotten, but at great price. The rov shias hamedina hu mishar mashkin, and most of the people do not drink normally as a beverage wine, and they have what we call chamar medina as their regular beverage. In this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says lo noagu afilu hagedolim lahader achar yayin bayom. And many great people even do not go and specifically try to get wine to make Kiddush on during the day, but they make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Why? Shahakiddush shelo hu rak midirabbanan l'kuli amah. Because Kiddush during the daytime is only a din derabbanan according to everybody. And therefore, v'somchem atzmal al divrei hamakilim zeh, and they rely upon the more lenient opinion over here because it would be very expensive and difficult for them to go get wine to make Kiddush during the daytime. However, if somebody goes and makes Kiddush during the daytime on wine, that certainly is absolutely preferable under all situations. Baruch Hashem, nowadays, when I would dare say that for most of Klal Yisrael, purchasing a bottle of wine is easily within their ability to do so, and it's not so difficult or expensive or hard to obtain, so certainly it is preferable to make Kiddush on Shabbos lunch with wine rather than using schnapps or liquor or whiskey or any other beverage. But when that's not available, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down what we said in the Mechaber. In Sivkat and Lamed, you can make it on Chamar Medina, Al Shechar. What happens if a person prefers, instead of beer, he prefers whiskey? So, where you are allowed to use Chamar Medina, so then you can certainly use whiskey or liquor or anything like that rather than beer. However, he points out here you have a major other problem and factors you have to consider, which we've talked about previously, and this is where the Mishnah Berurah tells it to us. Ah, he says, Sheyizor likach kos machzik revius. If you're going to make it on liquor, you have to have a cup that holds a revius, 2.8 to 5.1 ounces, much more than a shot glass. Belishtos mimenu melo lugmav, and you have to drink the melo lugmav, which is shehu rov revius. You should have the majority of a revius, which is a melo lugmav, a cheekful, which is more than what people normally would drink with a shot glass at one time. Obedeyevet, what happens if you can't do that? Under extenuating circumstances where it's difficult for you to drink such a large amount of whiskey, in the right period of time, and there is no other Chamar Medina, and there is no wine certainly available, you can rely upon this very lenient opinion that says you can include, if all the people in the room are going to be combined together, will you have a Malo Lugmov together? Everybody has a shot glass, so then you can b'dieved rely upon this opinion. Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yudalis, as we've already learned. So, this certainly is not preferable, and the common custom that people have to just make Kiddush on a shot glass on Shabbos lunch is really the least preferable and least desirable way to be Yotze Kiddush on Shabbos lunch. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Uli Inyan Mei Devash, in regards to honey water, or maybe what some would call mead, Ushar Mashim, or other Chamar Medina, Ayin B'mashik Asabdin Le'kamen, B'simin Reish Sadi Vav, Mishnah Berurah, we will learn these halachos there when we get to Reish Sadi Vav. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Lamed Aleph, so you make a shahakol on the beer or the other Chamar Medina before you wash. And he says, Ubezo HaBracha Shehu Mosif Kodem Asuda, by making the shakol before the meal, who hacker it becomes recognizable Shehu L'Chavod Shabbos, that you're doing this specifically for Chavod Shabbos. As opposed to Masha Ein Kain in Yivarech HaLapas, Hein Kan Hacker Klal. This is what we said before, we would get to explain the reasoning over here. If you were to make it on the bread, so then it wouldn't be recognizable that you're doing anything special for Shabbos over here. There's no Kiddush over here because you're just making Amotzi. That's the whole bracha. Shari Baboke Ein Omrim Nusach HaKiddush. There is no other Kiddush really than the Bar Priya Gofen on Shabbos morning. Now, many people do have the custom. They say, Vishram of Bnei Yisrael, Zohari Soma Shabbos Lekacho, Al Kein Berach. Some people even add other paragraphs. So this is what's known as Kiddusha Rabbah. The Gemara discusses this, that technically all you have to do for the Kiddusha Rabbah is to make a Bar Priya Gofen. But for various reasons, we've added on the custom of saying these various psukim, which are beautiful ideas for people to say. But that's not the real din. The real din is just a Bar Priya Gofen. That satisfies the obligation for Kiddush Shabbos lunch. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'chein ha-minog pashut k'divrei Rosh. We, in fact, paskin like the Rosh that we just brought down, meaning on Friday night, wine and pas. Those are the only two options, wine being preferable. Shabbos lunch, wine, preferable, then Chamar Medina. Bread is not acceptable for Shabbos lunch. That's what the Ramah says, we paskin like this Rosh. V'im yayin ba'ir, if there is wine in the city, lo yikadish alapas. On Friday night, you shouldn't make Kiddush on bread if wine is available. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Beis explains, Kidei lochush ladas Rabbeinu Tam, because there is a concern over here about the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds that shesover the ein makachin ala pas klal. The Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is brought down here in the Magen Avraham, is that you cannot make Kiddush on bread, ever, period. Dirshu, foot number 25, adds, V'kivin shenim noyim milakadish ala pas, Since the reason that we recommend not making Kiddush on bread is because we're concerned about this Rabbeinu Tam, therefore, im yeshlo pas ve'en yodo maseget milkos gam yayin, if you don't have any wine available, but you do have bread available, and you only have enough money to either purchase wine or to go and purchase the rest of the Tzarech Yisuda. So the Bir HaLocha brought down earlier in Reish Ayin Aleph said that im hapas chaviva lo yosim el yayin, if you do like bread better than wine, so then you can make Kiddush on bread in that situation and use the extra money that you're saving to purchase the rest of the Tzarech Yisuda, rather than be mevatel mitzvahs onik Shabbos for this hiddur over here of trying to follow the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'da dafil lo rosh, even according to the opinion of the Rosh, v'yesra poskim the naktinim kavasayu the mutal lekadosh lepas." But even if you don't follow the Rabbeinu Tam, you follow the Rosh and the other poskim say you can make kiddush on bread on Friday night on the pas. Gam kein modu, they all agree. Dibemakum shiyesh yain ba'ir emikach lepas. You certainly shouldn't do this if there is wine available. Because the ikar mitzvah hu al hayayin, because everybody agrees that the ikar mitzvah of kiddush on Friday night is on wine. However, ach delidhu im apas chaviv lo yosim yayin, but for an individual who happens to prefer bread rather than wine, az mutu lekadish al apas afilu yesh lo yayin, then he could make kiddush on bread even though he has wine. And this is also the psak became pasach b'derech hachayim. Be'evsher shalzeh somchim ha'olam l'chalko b'zeh. Therefore, there are those that are lenient based upon this opinion. The issue of number 26 brings down, im yesh lo pas v'kos achas shel yayin, if you have bread and one cup of wine, and you also have beer, so what should you do for the whole Shabbos? So that we've already learned also in Reish Ayin Aleph. Sha'av she'eim avdilan al pas, because you can't make havdalah on bread, but you could make havdalah on the sheichar, mikol mokum, lo yaniach es hayayin l'havdalah, don't leave the wine for havdalah, shari b'havdalah l'chol adeos yochol l'havdalah sheichar, since you can make havdalah on the beer, so what you should do in this situation is, yikadish al hayayin, make kiddush on the wine, kivish l'das Rabbeinu Tam, ein mekachem al hapas, since you can't make kiddush on the bread, according to Rabbeinu Tam, so in this situation, go make kiddush on the wine on Friday night, and use the beer for havdalah. The Chofetz Chaim adds to this discussion in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Vim Yain Ba'ir Lo Yikadish Al Hapas. And he says, Afilu Mapas Chaviv Olav Yosu Miyayin, even if bread is more desirable to you than wine, this opinion says that from the Darkei Moshe that you should use, in fact, wine. However, from the Derech HaChaim, he says that Im Hapas Chaviv Olav Yosu Miyayin Yochel Yikadish Al Hapas. The Derech HaChaim seems to suggest that if you really like the bread better, you could even make Kiddush on bread L'chad Chilam. And he says this is actually totally in how you understand the expression in the Gemara, chaviva le, that it's more desirable to you. He says the Rambam is mashma when he says derifto chaviva lo, the bread is more desirable to you. He says, hainu yosim yayin, period. It's more desirable to you than wine. But in the name of the Rav Haigon, they bring down that rifto chaviva le means that the wine somehow doesn't sit well with you. And therefore, according to this opinion of the Rav Haigon, you certainly can rely upon the Beis Yosef over here, the Kaddish al Hapas Tchila, that you could go and make Kiddush on bread, because certainly if the wine doesn't agree with you, that would be certainly something that would be preferable to make the Kiddush on bread than on wine. Again, the bottom line is, unless you really dislike wine, and unless wine is not available, which Baruch Hashem, in most of these situations today, a person can always find the wine that he likes, and wine is, Baruch Hashem, much more readily available, one should always make Kiddush Friday night on wine and Shabbos lunch on wine as well. The law concludes and he says, if somebody made a vow that he wouldn't have wine, so yocho lekadi shalov, he can make Kiddush on the wine, v'yishtu acherim hamsub mimo, and let somebody else drink it. There's nobody else there. Yikadish al hapas, that he should make kiddush in fact on bread, v'lo al hayayin, and not on wine, because he has a neder not to drink the wine. Or alternatively, o yishma kiddush me'achayim, or he can go to somebody else's house and hear kiddush over there. This is brought down by the Hagos Maimoni, Perichavtes, the Machazir Achayayin, and also Chuvas Maimoni, Sof Haflo, Sif Dal, Simon Dalid, Yikadish al hapas, l'chein tzorech loma hachiluk imochel levado imochel imachayim. That's why they make the distinction over here, if you're eating by yourself or you're eating with other people. Mr. Bruce of Kotlan Makibo writes, "Ubemagen Avram Mechriya, the Osir Bezelikadish al Menashe Yishtu Achayim. You shouldn't go and make Kiddush going to the Magen Avram and have other people drink it when you can't drink the wine. Kiva Shehem Yodim Levarach Baatzim Bar Pir Gofen. They can make their own Bar Pir Gofen, as we've learned in Siman Reishayin Gimel Sif Dalit. And Ella Hem Yikatru Biatzim Vuy Kaddish al Apaz. Let them make their own Kiddush, and you go make Kiddush on the bread." Yishuvot number 28 brings down, this is based upon the halacha that you don't give a nazir who is not allowed to drink wine, wine, even if he's not going to drink it, but he's going to make Kiddush on it. Sivkat Lama Dali, the Mishnah Berurah, Rotsu Lomar, Yelech Eitzel Mesubin Acherim Shemakach Latzman. You should go to other people and hear Kiddush from them. In Osmem Hei, in the Shaar HaTzion, he says The lo tiksha, it shouldn't ask the question. Mashal medchila says originally, ein acherim imo, there's nobody else there. So that's why it says, you go to somebody else's house. That concludes today's shir.